is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Ukraine's president had a warmer welcome in London today. CBS's Christiane Benavides has more.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to London on Saturday.
I want to thank you, people of the United Kingdom, such big support from the very beginning of this war.
The meeting follows the berating seen around the world. President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance gave Zelensky in the Oval Office Friday.
God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski rebuked Trump today, saying she is sick to her stomach that he appears to be walking away from our allies and embracing Vladimir Putin. 4 years after resigning amid a sexual harassment scandal, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in a video today he is running for mayor of New York City.
Did I always do everything right in my years of government service? Of course not. Would I do some things differently, knowing what I know now? Certainly. Did I make mistakes? Some painfully? Definitely.
Cuomo will be one of as many as 9 Democrats running in the mayoral primary. Current Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted on corruption charges. Millions of people around the globe lost access to their email today when Microsoft Outlook went down for less than an hour. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
These types of outages used to be rather common, but they've become less so in part because so many companies have invested so much money in ensuring that there are backup systems that are accessible even when things go wrong.
There's been no word from Microsoft on what caused the outage. A longtime civil rights leader has died.
The clarion voice of Dr. Hazel Dukes rang out always in support of civil rights.
African Americans played a great role in making America what she is today, and we must continue that.
She is a past president of the NAACP's New York State Conference and a fierce fighter against human injustice and intimidation.
We have to have a real understanding. We all bleed red.
Duke's son says she worked tirelessly on the front lines almost to the end. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Oscars producer Joe Louis says you'll notice the return of a familiar sight at tomorrow night's award show.
We brought the Academy red carpet back this year, so I think it's, a nod back to the tradition of the Academy.
The Netflix musical Emilia Perez leads all films with 13 Oscar nominations. Demi Moore earned her first nomination for Best Actress for The Substance. Conan O'Brien will host the Academy Awards for the first time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
The world's most famous dog race got underway today. CBS's Stacey Lynn has details.
The 2025 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race is longer this year than ever before. Thanks to a lack of snow, they needed a new route across the Alaska wilderness. The course change adds more than 100 miles, so teams of dogs will have to pull their mushers over 1,100 miles to the finish line. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
An American World War II pilot who was listed as missing in action for 80 years has been identified. U.S. Army Air Force pilot Herbert Tennyson of Wichita, Kansas, was one of 11 crew members who died when their bomber was shot down over present-day Papua New Guinea in March 1944. He's the fourth crew member whose remains have been identified. Tennyson was 24. More than 81,000 Americans are still missing in action from World War II. Their family trees now total more than 5 million people. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with lows in the mid-teens. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-30s. But we warm up on Monday with increasing clouds to the mid-40s. Staying mild on Tuesday, cloudy skies and areas of rain. Currently it's 26.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Till I
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too, spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I don't wanna find.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry. Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh sugar, sugar, of love.
such a girl, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A FedEx plane managed to return to Newark Liberty Airport after a bird strike. This is the air traffic control audio from liveatc.net.
Looks like the right engine was on fire.
More from CBS's Ali Bauman.
CBS News aviation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt says recent incidents are bunched together and appear coincidental.
If we continue to have these sorts of events, the airline industry will have an image crisis.
And Sumwalt says even with these random events, flying in the U.S. remains extremely safe.
The three people aboard the FedEx plane all got out safely. A day after President Trump berated him in the Oval Office, Ukrainian President Zelensky met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London today. Starmer pledged $3 billion in loans to Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz told Breitbart News Zelensky was to blame for yesterday's shouting match.
How do you come insult someone when you're practically begging them for money and assistance?
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Trump's stance on the Russia-Ukraine war makes her sick to her stomach. CBS's MTS Taibbi is in Ukraine.
An editorial from one of Ukraine's most prominent online newspapers put it bluntly, quote, America's leadership has switched sides in the war. The Kyiv Daily adding Zelensky's treatment at the White House was a bitter and undeserved humiliation.
The Pentagon is sending another 3,000 active duty troops to the southern border.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering troops